Audiobook Empire presents The Flight of the Kingfisher. He was sitting on the floor at her feet, his heart in his throat, almost as nervous as he'd been watching her fight, the same sense of sweaty palms and agitation, all at once, in a single moment. What was he doing? He was easy. That was what he'd learned. As long as he was easy, gave people what they wanted of himself, made them comfortable, made them happy, everything was okay. It was easy. This wasn't easy. It was never going to be easy. But even as he rebelled against it with an intense panic surge, he realized it was also true. Maybe the most truthful he'd been in his life with another person. "I have feelings for you, Carbon," he said. "I don't know why or how. And I know that you've made it clear that you're not even there." "What does that mean?" she cut in. "Have feelings for me." She was so smart and so strong. He did like strong women. But she was so innocent, painfully innocent. Even saying the words felt like taking advantage in a way he couldn't have articulated. "I'm attracted to you," he said. "And I care about what happens to you. I want you to be happy." He rolled forward over his crossed ankles, shifting up onto his knees. "Just don't hit me, okay?" he said as she watched him. Was this the closest he'd ever been to her? It had to have been, right? No, he'd done her armor. Where was her armor? She wasn't wearing it. He could feel the shape of her kneecap against his hip. She was still watching him. He put a hand out, very genuinely afraid that she might break it, and touched her chin with his fingertips, drawing her face forward, gently. Her skin was so soft. He put his lips to hers, then let her go, sitting back on his heels again. "Harper, what is my status as a member of the crew?" she asked. He frowned. That was not what he had been expecting. "Captain Montauk changed you to a full member of the crew before landing," Harper answered. Carbon stood, sliding sideways away from Avery and looking at the door. "Harper, privacy protocol bound and gagged," she said. "Privacy protocol changed to bound and gagged," Harper said. Carbon nodded, edging one step closer to the door and turning her shoulders to face Avery even as her feet pointed at the door. "Annalise," she said. "What?" he asked. "My name," she said. "The one they took from me. It's Annalise." And then she was gone.